Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, markets and company news. I'm in conversation with Viv Govender from Rand Swiss. And Viv, let's start with the JSE overall, if we can. Still trading over 90,000 today in late afternoon trade. Broadly, what is driving the spurt?
Well, we've had a couple, you know, good days. I mean, yesterday we had the retailers do really well. Those retail sales figures were a bit, positive and the market liked them. Today we are seeing, a bit of a more of a mix. We see some gold companies, especially gold miners, do very well. Gold price, again, continues to be rather strong. And so we've been benefiting from a couple of factors like that. Obviously, much of the movement that we've seen that's gotten us to this point has happened over the last year or so, happened post GNU. And I think that also kind of like got some of these South African, ink companies, let me say, companies based in South Africa, whose profitability, whose businesses are based in Africa, a little bit better. And I think not to forget the fact that, you see the Chinese, thawing of, relations with between the government and the tech companies has helped Tencent to recover a bit. And I think it's also helped things like customers and process as well.
How long do you think this gold bullion drive is going to last? I see prices a little bit off its close yesterday, but still well above $3,000 an ounce.
I think there's a fundamental shift in the world at the moment towards, basically a bit more protectionism. And I think people are now looking at, gold as a safe haven. I think, when you have real fears out there, I think maybe Bitcoin doesn't quite meet the need. So we see Bitcoin prices come down a bit, but gold prices continue to rise. I also think that, again, one of the things about protectionism and some of the stuff that's happening makes people a bit more fearful about holding US dollars as a safe haven or a bit of a buffer against uncertainty. And in that scenario, you might want to be holding a bit more gold. And also the gold price as well is measured in dollars, and the dollar has decreased in value over the last little while.
Yeah, just looking at two principal gold shares today. Anglo Gold is up by 3.5%, Harmony by 2.75%. Interesting to see a lot of trade today in Naspers shares, but both Naspers and Prosus down. Prosus 4.2% and Naspers by just over 4%. What's behind that?
Tencent, as usual. Basically, Tencent's share price is down, and we followed, lower today. But it must be remembered that year to date, we're only in the third month of the year, not even finished the third month of the year, till Tencent is up almost 25%. And, if you had to go and look for a longer period of time, over the last year or so, this thing is up 80%. Though we are still, like I said, a bit off the all-time highs because of the pain in the company because of what happened between them and all tech companies, basically in China, and the government. I think one of the fears that came out today may have been the fact that, the Chinese companies, for those that don't know, have really gotten into the AI bug, and they are spending, more and more money trying to catch up with what's happening in places like the US, especially. And they are talking about spending quite a bit more in terms of, investments towards AI infrastructure. And of course, should this stuff work out, it'll probably be the right thing to do. But you are taking a risk by making this kind of expenditures at the moment.
And no surprise, Momentum Group's share price up by over 6% today. And what an impressive set of first half numbers. First half earnings up more than 50%, headline earnings up 54% in the 6 months ending December last year, 3.3 billion rand. And essentially, the group saying that there's been a significant improvement in its underwriting result when it comes to Momentum Insure.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a very good set of results. And this is on a share price that already has had a very strong rally over the last, year or so. So the market was expecting good stuff and got, good stuff coming through. I think that, as you mentioned, the protection business did better, and that's obviously helped them out as well. Their business margin also improved, they say, by 0.7%. And I think the overall improvement is, shown in the results. There must be noted, however, that they are saying that, they are also looking forward to a lower repo rate and consumers getting a bit better, comfort out there. We still need to see the economy recover. I mean, we have a lot of optimism post-GNU, where we have seen, a lot of, like I said, Inc. stocks do really well. But we haven't really seen the economy start to do the things that we need them to do to justify some of these improvements we are expecting to see in some of these companies.
Also, an advisory out from Investec today saying it expects to report an increase of as much as 12% in adjusted operating profit. A profit says that its diversified business model and strong balance sheet has allowed it to achieve results within financial target ranges. Again, they'll be quite pleased with that. What impact has it had on the share price, though?
Not so good. Investec is down. And again, this is kind of the opposite of the momentum. This has been a share that's been basically flat through the last year or so. And yet today, you know, on these results, is down about 3.5% or so. The market really do not like them at all. I think if you look deeper into these numbers, it's a bit confusing because of all the actions happening, you know, underneath the covers here in terms of like the, you know, acquisitions and like, you know, corporate actions inside the company. But I think if you look at it, you are seeing some weaknesses coming through in the company. And I think that is showing with these results that also at least the market's reaction to what we're seeing here.
Cash is always a good indicator of sentiment, Viv, and there is a disclosure that South African companies are sitting on a record amount of cash at the moment, but simply not using it, something in the region of 1.4 trillion rand. And these are non-financial corporates. What's your interpretation of that? Is there still a sign then of either little confidence or not enough confidence in the economy right now?
Most certainly. I mean, you're not going to deploy cash into an economy that you're not confident in. At the same time, you're not going to be hoarding cash when things are looking a bit, you know, attractive in terms of opportunities to invest. I mean, business people want to do business. They don't want to have large bank, you know, balance sheets. The one exception might have been like a person like Steve Jobs, but that's because he went bankrupt once, and he wanted to have a huge cash reserve to prevent that. But generally, business people don't want to have these big cash reserves, and it does indicate, you know, a lack of confidence in the opportunities out there in the marketplace. Like I said, we've had a lot of optimism in the share prices over the last year or so, but we have not seen that reflecting in terms of GDP growth.
Viv, I'm not sure how closely you follow the U.S. bond market, but there was a note out today saying that investors are seizing on the fact that the central bank is dialing back on its growth forecasts for the year. And this, I guess, validates some concerns about President Trump's ongoing trade war and the spending cuts that he's implementing. What impact then is that having on the bond market?
Yeah, I mean, U.S. bond yields are at about 4.2 at the moment. I mean, they have been as high as almost 4.8 this year. So we are seeing it coming down as the market anticipates, you know, more rate cuts because of the fact, like you said, you know, we are seeing signs that the U.S. economy may be weaker than we had hoped for. Also, I think inflation is not, as much of a fear right now. I think there's a belief that momentum is going to push it lower. Though we are seeing signs like, you know, with stuff happening with the bird flu, et cetera, influencing food prices in the U.S. But I do think that we are seeing an overall belief in the marketplace that, you know, the economy is not as great as we thought. And that means that, you know, the central bank is going to be looking at cutting interest rates, you know, more than people had been hoping for.
And I'm going to wish you a safe and happy long weekend. That's Viv Govender from Rand Swiss. Always good talking to you and appreciate the analysis.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.